This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel carried out a pre-dawn missile strike inside Iran on Friday local time, U.S. media reported, citing unnamed U.S. officials. The reports by networks ABC, CBS, and NPR did not provide further detail about the location or target of the apparent missile strike. The AP's Ben Thomas reports that Iranian media are reporting explosions across the country.
Iran has fired air defense batteries across several provinces after reports of explosions near the city of Isfahan. That word from the state-run news agency. One government official suggests sites may have been targeted by drones. The Israeli military did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Iran also grounded commercial flights in Tehran and across areas of its western and central regions. The reports come amid high tensions following Iran's unprecedented missile and drone attack on Israel. Isfahan is home to a major airbase for Iran's military, as well as sites associated with its nuclear program. I'm Ben Thomas.
The United States on Thursday effectively stopped the United Nations from recognizing a Palestinian state by casting a veto in the Security Council to deny the Palestinian Authority full membership of the world body.
The result of the vote is as follows. 12 votes in favor, 1 vote against, 2 abstentions. The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The United States says an independent Palestinian state should be established through direct negotiations between Israel and the Palestinian Authority and not through UN action. The Palestinians are currently a non-member observer state, a de facto recognition of statehood that was granted by the UN General Assembly back in 2012. This is VOA News.